اهلا يا شهر رمضان شرفنا بلا استئذان، اهلا يا شهر رمضان شرفنا بلا استئذان، بلك باب القلب مفتوح اهلا يا زكاة الروح، بلك باب القلب مفتوح اهلا يا زكاة الروح، اهلا يا شهر رمضان.
اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of your worships, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant our du'as during the night of Qadr, inshallah. The another verse we are going to explain it and translate this verse is the verse 60 of Surah An-Nur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned some exception for hijab and veil. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والقواعد من النساء اللاتي لا يرجون نكاحا. Those women doesn't need to have hijab. والقواعد من النساء the elderly women اللاتي لا يرجون نكاحا who have no hope of getting married. فليس عليهن جناح أن يضعن ثيابهن it is no sin for them if they put off their clothes. And غير متبرجات بزينة as long as they do not show off their beauty. وَأَنْ يَسْتَعْفِفْنَا خَيْرٌ لَهُنَّ but it is better for them still is it better for them if they maintain chastity and cover their beauty. والله السميع العليم والله سبحانه وتعالى is سميع is all hearing and عليم and all knowing. You cannot hide your intention from Allah سبحانه وتعالى. From this verse of Quran we can understand that Islamic rule made based on reality, ability and needs of people. So veil and hijab has been exempt from elderly woman who does not inclination for husband. And in this verse, in fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned two conditions for those women. The first one, reaching an age in which there is usually no hope of marriage. And the second one, they should not have any makeup and adornment when they take away their hijab. In other verses of Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned some exemption for hijab. For example, in this surah, in same surah, Surah An-Nur, verse 30, mentioned غير أولي الإربع, the one who has not any lust. So in front of such a person, such a kid, or such a kid, anyone, he has not any lust, doesn't need to cover, to use hijab and scarf. The second group is أَبَ التِّفْلُ الَّذِينَ لَمْ يَظْحَرُوا عَلَىٰ أُورَاتِ النِّسَاءِ a kid who cannot recognize hijab, man, woman. And the third one mentioned in this verse, لا يرجون النكاحن those who have not any hope to get married. So those three groups Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exempt from the all of the women and girl which they have to wear hijab. There is a discussion between ulama and commentators of Quran. What is the meaning of yada'na thiyabahunna? Yada'na thiyabahunna, it means that put off their clothes. So they should be, can they put off all of their hijab, all of their dress? It means that yada'na thiyabahunna, thiyab is dress, is cloth. يَذَعْنَ ثِيَابَهُنَّ. We have one riwayat from Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam.
Allahumma
salli ala Muhammad wa ala Imam alayhi salatu wa salam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this term يَذَعْنَ ثِيَابَهُنَّ exempt only hijab for those women with two conditions mentioned. Not the, for example, they can do not cover their neck, their ears, their hair, which mentioned in another verses of Quran, that all of the women should cover those areas of their body. But here said, وَلْيَضْرِبْنَ بِخُبُرَهِنَّ عَلَىٰ جِيُوبِهِنَّ. We explained this verse of Quran. Here said, oh, elderly woman, as they doesn't have any hope to get married, and no one look at them in this case with this purpose, so doesn't need to have hijab. And also we can understand يَذَعْنَ ثِيَابَهُنَّ, it means that only hijab. We can understand from another condition which mentioned in this verse of Quran. Because say that the second condition which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said غَيْرَ مُتَبَرَّجَاتٍ بِزِينَةٍ, as long as they do not show off their beauty. And we have another verses of another hadith from Imam Baqir, from other a'immas alayhi salatu wa salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad al-Farajam. Explain for us yada'na thiyabahunna. In this verse of Quran, it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exempt only hijab. That's it. The hijab which explained in another verses. Yeah. And with those explanation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still recommending women, even elderly women, to cover hijab, to use hijab. وَإِن يَسْتَعْفِفْنَ خَيْرٌ لَهُنَّ. It is still better for them if they maintain chastity and refrain and cover themselves. But it is exempt. It is not necessary for them. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still wants all of the women to have such a hijab. We can understand from this verse, وَالْقَوَائِدْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ اللَّاتِ لَا يَرْجُونَ النِّكَاهَنْ أَنْ يَذَعْنَ ثِيَابَهُنَّ. Islam has a principle to make easy to humanity. This is very important. Islam doesn't want to offer a religion which people, instead of love this religion, hate this religion. For example, in Surah Baqarah, verse 185 said, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرِ. Allah wants al-yusr, easy, not yusr. وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want to make difficult and hard the Islamic rules. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرِ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرِ. This is a principle in Islam. In any rules, in any ahkam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala considered this important principle. One of the ahadith shows that when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ala Farajam Mu'adh ibn Jabal to Yemen, because at that time the people from different clan, they used to come to Rasulullah and ask him for alam. Yes, we became Muslim. Please send someone to come and talk about Islam, what we can do now, what is the next step to being Muslim, to keep our Islam. And Rasulullah sent different people, different of his companion, which educated them in his Quranic programs. One time for As-Sadiq Academy, for teachers at As-Sadiq Academy, I explained how Rasulullah established his government. He started, the first point was the class of Quran. Learn them Quran, teach them Quran, and then Rasulullah pick those who are outstanding from his students, and then they became government, they became minister, they became the chief of army, and they became muballigh for teaching Islam. One of them is Mu'adh ibn Jabal. Rasulullah, when he wants to send Mu'adh ibn Jabal, he advised this very beautiful and important thing. It is good for us as a people who actually usually explain religion for people. Rasulullah said that, "Oh Mu'adh, you are going to people of Yemen. They are new Muslim. Be careful and note that yassir wala tu'assir. Take it easy. Make Islam easy. When you want to explain Islam for people, take it easy. Wala tu'assir, and do not be strict and hard person." And then said, "Bashir wala tunaffir. Give them glad tidings. Talk more about heavens. Talk more about the rewards and effects of their a'mal." For example, this hadith is so beautiful. If you want to encourage mu'mineen to keep their wuzu during the day, this is a hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. Imam said that when you look at the water before starting making wuzu, when you look at the water, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of your sin which you committed. And when you start washing your hand and then washing your face, mention another rewards. And for example, said man bata ala tuhran fa ka'annama ahya al-layl. The one who sleep with wuzu, when he want to go to bed, make wuzu and then go to bed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will consider you as the person who be awake during the night. And the whole night did a'mal, worship, prayers, reciting Quran, give such a reward for you. If you recite and tell your son, your daughter, your family, only this hadith, encouraging them to make wuzu before going to bed. So Islam is the religion of, is Islam make everything easy? Religion of easy, is that correct?
Yes.
Is. Not difficult. And said, "O Mu'adh, bashir wala tunaffir." Make them hopeful and do not create hatred. This is the very important principle of Islam, which we can understand from this verse, وَالْقَبَائِدُ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ اللَّاتِ لَا يَرْجُونَ نِكَاءَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, yes, we told all of women to cover hijab in previous verses. وَالْيَضْرِبْنَا بِخُمُرَهِنَّ عَلَى جُيُوبِهِنَّ. We too emphasizing on this hijab, yes? But here said, okay, three groups will exempt from this general command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one of them, وَالْقَبَائِدُ مِنَ النَّسَاءِ اللَّاتِ لَا يَرْجُونَ نِكَاءً. Elderly woman who doesn't have any hope to get married. So those women doesn't need to cover hijab. The another story from Amir al-Mu'minin, Ali alayhi salatu wa salam, let me to explain this. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. I want to explain more this principle of Islam. Abdullah ibn Zubayr, the son of the Zubayr. Zubayr is the one of the companion of Rasulullah, and also companion of Amir al-Mu'minin. Zubayr, when the people of the first Khalifa came to break the door of the house of Fatima salamullah alayha, the only person defined the house of Fatima and Ali was Zubayr. But unfortunately, after the government of Amir al-Mu'minin, he did a lot of wrong and encouraged people to come to Amir al-Mu'minin and created a battle. His son, Abdullah, sometimes came to Amir al-Mu'minin. He said, "Oh Ali, I was reading the notebook of my father. I saw your father owes my father 80,000 dirham. 80,000 dirham, a huge amount at that time." Amir al-Mu'minin said, "Your father doesn't say lie. Yes, he did a lot of wrong, but in this case, he was a truthful person. For such a thing, he didn't say lie. He didn't lie. Yes, he did a lot of wrong, but in this case, no, he's a truthful. And paid those dirham, 80,000 dirham. The next day, he came back. Abdullah came back. He said, "Oh, Amir al-Mu'minin, I made a mistake. My father owes 80,000 dirham, not your father. I have to pay you this amount. And this is your amount you gave me yesterday. And this is 80,000 dirham which my father owes your father." Amir al-Mu'minin said, "Waliduka fi hill. I forgive your father. Doesn't need this amount," and refunded Amir al-Mu'minin. And then said, "Walladhi qabadathu minni huwa lak. And whatever I gave you yesterday, also for you." And he said, "Why?" He said, "Because we, as Ahl Bayt, when we pay and give something to anyone, we never get it back. When we pay something to anyone, we didn't request that person to give us back. This is the culture of Ahl Bayt alayhi salatu wassalam." So from these verses of Quran and such a story which are in our religion from Amir al-Mu'minin, from Rasulullah, and from Quran, said yuridullah bikum al-yusr, we can understand this principle of Islam, all of the Islam rules based on needs, based on ability of people, and based on reality. This is the principle which mentioned in Quran. And the another verse, I think that we don't have enough time. Inshallah, tomorrow we explain about this verse of Quran which allowed mu'mineen to eat from the house of each other without permission. This is interesting. He said the mu'mineen, if they are close friend of each other, brother of each other, if they are sister of each other, when they go to house of each other, doesn't need to get permission for eating. Yeah, this is the another reference for the principle which I mentioned. Principle of ease in Islam. Inshallah, we will explain this principle tomorrow, inshallah. اللهم اجعل عواقب أمورنا خيرا اللهم أجل لوليك الفرج والعافية والنصر اللهم تبل عمرنا في خير وعافية وأوسع علينا أرزاقنا اللهم اجعلنا ممن تنتصر به لدينك ولا فاستبدل غيرنا صلوا على محمد وآل محمد.